what we end up doing is we have so many emergency response vehicles across the state, and national will determine the need as, you know, as the hurricanes go on and the different disasters happen. They'll determine how many emergency response vehicles are needed for that particular disaster relief operation. And so then they'll send out the request to us, to all of the different American Red Cross regions across the state. And then we will answer to the deployment on our vehicles that are ready, how many volunteers that we have. To be a emergency response volunteer, you have to go through very specialized training, and then you have to be certified in order to drive them. And so we'll all respond back, let them know what volunteers we have that are ready to go, and then we'll start slotting what vehicles go. So we were able to have 6 volunteers up and ready. They were waiting to get slotted, and we were able to deploy 3 emergency response vehicles out of our state.